Okay, we're going live on the video tonight. Welcome on the phone or via live on the video. It's great to have you with us tonight for this Tuesday night celebration of life. It's also great to have my sweetheart Ramona sitting next to me. Welcome tonight, sweetheart. This has been one of those wild and crazy days, hasn't it? We're just commenting how fun it's been. There's been some wonderful things occurring here at the Og Mandino Group, and I do hope in your life as well. Well, tonight we have an opportunity to go a little deeper into our goal-setting exercise. For those of you who are with us for the first time, we take time during these calls to go through the six qualities of an intentional creator. The first is mastering the art of connection, then mental creation, that's the one we're in right now, and then we go to physical creation, and then we go to discipline and structure, quieting some of that noise in our head, those resistant thought processes that want to be so rebellious, and then joy in the journey. And then lastly, we take on self-esteem, and we save it for last for a very good reason, because it could be a seven-headed Medusa sometimes if we haven't prepared ourselves for that conversation. Well, as we talk about mental creation, I want us to understand clearly that mental creation is the first stage in creation, first stage in a two-stage process. First, we create something mentally, and then we create it physically. These are interrelated and equally important stages of creation, but they are very different, and they happen in very different dimensions. We can be transported away into our mind. What we'll want to know is, where are we going? Are we going to a place that's positive and constructive, or are we going to a place that's negative? Are we visiting the heights of heaven or the depths of hell, so to speak? Want to become increasingly conscious. We armed you with a tomahawk a couple weeks ago. Not going there today. Just not going there. I'm not going to go into fantasy. I'm not going to go into catastrophe. I'm going to use this gift of vivid visualization to think constructively in a way that will ignite my passion. That occurs when we receive an inspired idea or an impression or a solution to a challenge that ignites our passion. So we're looking for ideas that ignite our passion. Last week, in goal setting, we talked about creating a loving partnership. And I do hope those of you who are with us have taken the time to meet with your partner and discuss this in more detail. That means that we have gone into the future, vividly seen what we want to create in this companionship. What is it? What do you want things to look like 5 years from now, 10 years from now? And as Ramona and I have done, age 85, in terms of health, in terms of the love that you share, in terms of family, if you have a family, all those pieces, what is it like? Our financial well-being, what's happening? And then to come back to the present and go, okay, I can see the vision. Zog says, I'm going to keep my eyes on the goal above my head. Ignore the obstacles at my feet, for where dry desert ends, green grass grows. I'm going to now see what I can do on a daily basis, weekly basis, that non-negotiable date night, a monthly basis, a quarterly basis, an annual basis, so that when I get to 5 years from now, 10 years from now, age 85, we will have intentionally created that outcome. That partnership will be what it is, because we took the steps necessary to actually create it. I'm going to make a suggestion to you. I'm not going to say anything about what's on this. I'm just going to make a suggestion to you. In our closet, we have a little sticky on the wall. It's like a little miniature grease board, a whiteboard, and a magic marker. And it's so fun to wake up and walk in there, and there's a little message from Ramona. And then I write one back. Tender, tender moments. Things that can be said that can make you smile, giggle, laugh, or shed tears. Sweetness. We've been really having fun with that this last week, since we had this last coaching session. What can we do on a daily basis to communicate these feelings so that our love continues to grow? What are you doing? Have you tried that 10-second kiss? You tried a note or just an extra thought, try something and see what happens in this next week. These are interesting principles, but they are simply interesting. They're not powerful unless we actually put them into practice. So if we want principles to be powerful, they have to be put into practice. Okay, well, let's talk about business. And we talk about relationships, and I did that first because quite often when we're talking about the things we can do daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, annually, it starts to involve money. Even a little bit of money. How do we do that, Dave? How can I go away for a retreat for 2 days every quarter? I can't afford to do that. Well, that's why we're working on our business and financial goals. We might work a little longer, work a little harder, do a little bit more. Spend less time in fantasy and catastrophe and be more productive in the hours of the day if we have a purpose for it. And one of those purposes could be what we plan every quarter to do with one another. These are beautiful moments. So, let's talk about finances. Pull out a piece of paper and a pen. I'm going to join you right here. We're going to write down some things that are going to give us some guidance. In your business, I want you to write down, number one, how much money did you make in the last year? And yes, it's from all sources. It's from a day job, from a part-time job, a home-based business. Just write down the last 12 months. How much money did you make? Just write that down, if you would, please. Go ahead and write that down. Just look at it for a moment. Just ask yourself, am I being truly honest about this? Because the only person that's going to see this is you. This is just you looking at this number. No accusation in that comment. I just want you to look at it and really be, okay, that's my number. It doesn't need to be to the penny. But, you know, within $1,000, what was it? Okay? Number two. Write down how much money you'd like to make in the next 12 months. Write that number down. How much money would you like to make in the next 12 months? And see if for a moment you're going, I'm facing some reality here. Because most of us have spent some time with our vivid visualization considering those possibilities. And we may have already wanted to buy a new car, paid off all of our debt, funded some vacation. I don't know what we might have been doing. How much do we want to make in the next year? Just write it down. No one's going to see it but you. I just want you to see it. Everybody have that? Okay, number three, write down a number equivalent to the amount of money you made last year, that's the number one number, plus no more than 50%. But 50, let's just do it at 50%. So if it was $100,000 you made last year from all sources, you'd write down $150,000. If it's $50,000 you made last 12 months, then you'd write down $75,000. It's a 50% increase. Let's write that down. Everybody have the number? Now let's do some comparison. What is the difference between the second number, the amount we want to make in the next 12 months, and a 50% increase? What's the difference? Is number two smaller than the third number? For some it will be. I want to encourage you to stretch just a little bit. Make sure that it's at least a 10% increase over that first number, or a 20% increase. Don't go any more than 50. 50. 50 is the maximum we're going to go tonight. Now some might say, well, wow, is it really worth all the effort and everything I got to do to only earn that? Because if your third number is much smaller than the second number, you may have a moment or two on dealing with this today. I've shared before that the first time I did this with a group, I started getting emails, and I got emails till 4 o'clock in the morning because people were very concerned about, well, Dave, you're robbing me of my dream, of my goal. I want to make this much money. And I said, I appreciate that, but here's the secret. Tonight we want to tie directly the effort required to make the goal. The goal we're setting, this dream, is only a goal if we have a plan for actually creating it, otherwise it's just a fantasy. And This is the big and. As soon as we achieve it, we can always raise it. You're not locked into this. Let's just make the 150% increase first. Can everybody agree with that? Let's make that first. Let's celebrate it and raise our goal right away. If you get to 200, 300, 400%, that would be wonderful. But let's make 150% first. A 50% increase over last year's income. Let's just do that first. Be okay with that? Now, to assist you, this is for those who have a second number much larger than the third. I want you to just ponder for a moment. What could I buy if that 50% increase were in my bank account tonight? It's a key thing we want to examine. So if I made $50,000 last year and I'm looking at $75,000, that's a $25,000 increase. If that $25,000 were in my bank account right now tonight, what would be different in my life? What could I do with it? What debts could I pay off? What trip could I take? What investment could I make? What trip could I take with my wife as part of our plan? What would be different in my life if that were real money in my bank account tonight? Just be with that for a moment. Wow, yeah. That's real dollars. These aren't fantasy dollars. These are dollars we're really going to create. They're going to be in our bank account a year from now. I just want you to feel what it would be like if they were there today. This is not fantasy. This is getting a clear vision of where you're headed and why. This is going to become a target, not a daily destination. We do have a tendency when we fantasize to have these great ideas of how much money we're going to make, and then we start spending it, and every day we come back to it and we spend more of it, and it gets grander and bigger and greater, exciting. We're not going to go there. This is a target we're shooting at. So if everybody's with me, first number, what we made the last 12 months. Second number, what we'd like to make in the next year. The third number is either going to challenge us to do a little more, or it's going to rein us in a little bit to be more realistic and actually create this reality. So either way for you, you now have your number, whatever that number is, and the third number. That's the number we're aiming for. Everybody have that number? You might want to spend some time beyond this conversation tonight reflecting on what you could do with that increase. So that becomes very real to you. And the more real it becomes, the more easily it's going to be to do the work necessary to create it. And the more joy you'll find in the actual creation of it. Now, I've got some windows open in my office because this room is soundproofed and we got a helicopter going over top. So if you can hear that, bear with us just for a moment. It'll pass quickly. Thank you. Okay, here we go. Now we're going to do one of the most critical steps in goal setting for a business. We now know how much money we're going to make. We know what we can do with that money. And now we're going to shift the focus from money to people. Here's the question. In your line of business, and what you do, how many lives will you need to impact to generate that money? How many lives will you need to impact to generate that money? If you're a salesperson, you may have an idea of your average sale and commission, so you'll have an idea what you need to do in terms of sales, how many people you need to impact to get those sales to occur. If you're in a home-based business, how many people will you want to recruit into your business? How many products will you need to sell? Some of you may need to get some assistance from a leader or a supervisor or a sales manager to better understand those numbers. But let's have those numbers pinned down before next week. So you know how much money you're going to create, and you know how many lives you'll want to change to make that possible. Now with that set in stone, how exciting. Here we are. Now we're going to take that number of lives and divide it by 52. Now, just for our discussion tonight, I'd like to ask your permission that in my analysis, that would be 52 people, whatever whatever yours is. It could be 60, it could be 40, it could be 120, whatever it turns out to be. I'm just going to choose 52 for our discussion. 52, because there's 52 weeks in a year. That would be a person a week. A person a week that I will want to impact to make this economic possible. Everybody have this? Because from this point forward, can you see my goal above my head? My goal is 150% increase, for an example. I know exactly what I can do with it, and I know exactly how many lives I'm going to change, and now I'm focused on finding that person. If it's one a week, I need to find this one person. Now, if you're in a home-based business, I just want you to do something with me. This is kind of fun. If you're in a retail business, you can do the same thing. You might be doing a little different advertising to attract people to your business. But watch what I do in this chair. Everybody ready? I think I can do this safely. In a 10-mile radius around you, a 10-mile radius around you, how many people are there living within that 10-mile radius? What would you guess here, sweetheart? In a 10-mile radius all the way around us. Of course, we only have three going that direction, but got a whole valley below us. So what? How many people? Maybe 50,000? 50,000 people. So in a 10-mile radius around our house, we'd have 50,000 people. How many around yours? How many? I ask this question in coaching calls all the time, and sometimes it's 100,000, sometimes it's almost a million, some in the middle of New York City. 50,000 people, if it's just 10,000 people, here's the question. Is there one person, just one person, if it's one a week, who needs what you have? Just one. Is there someone who last night was looking for what you have? If you are in a business where you sell health products, is there somebody who needed a health product? Is there someone who needed a business opportunity? Is there someone who needed the clothing you sell in your store, the products you offer at retail? Is there just one person? One person? Using this example of one per week, 52 per year. Of course there is. Where are they? Who are they? Anybody have any idea? Because that's our total focus. Everything we're going to do for the remainder of this week is focused on ways in which to find that one person. That's it. I'm going to give you a couple of ideas tonight that come right out of my book, Today I Begin a New Life, where people have used mental creation to answer this question. Now remember, we've talked about mental rehearsal, inspiration, exploration, problem solving, and now goal setting. I want to suggest that once we reach this stage in goal setting, we're going to shift to some of the other ways of thinking constructively. This is part of their purpose. First one we're going to use is mental rehearsal. I got a email from a client who was so excited because he had just run an ad campaign about his business and got 35 qualified leads. So I call him on the phone. He said, tell me the story. What happened? And he said, I was sitting in my office. Now, he wasn't fantasizing about what it's going to be like when he's rich. He wasn't catastrophizing about how horrible things were and how frustrating, and he had a mortgage that was coming due, and he did have a mortgage coming due. He was mentally rehearsing possibilities. He was just totally letting this go. And he said, I found myself in this person's living room watching this man pace the floor. That's when I noticed the man was crying. He was crying. Then I saw his wife come into the room inquiring whether he was going to come to bed, and he said, I'll be there in a few minutes. But he turned away so she couldn't see his tears. He was embarrassed. I knew, somehow I just knew, he had lost his job that day. That sounds like a pretty sad mental rehearsal, right? But he was looking for someone who was interested in a business opportunity, and he was trying to get a feel. And he had gone to his mind and invited the power greater than himself to come to his mind and open up a vision to his mind, an inspired idea or an impression to help him understand his own marketplace. Who's this person? And he saw a person, 10-mile radius, pacing the floor, tearful, lost his job, wife comes in, turns away, she leaves, and he walks over to the computer and sits down and pulls up a popular site with advertising, goes to the opportunity section, and there is my client's ad. And he gets excited. He wants to write down the phone number, and my client gets interrupted in his mental rehearsal. I don't frankly remember what happened. A child walks in the room or somebody interrupts him. He goes, what did the ad say? No. So he employed exploration. Remember, exploration is like an etch-a-sketch of the mind. We try something out without making a tangible commitment. We're just in our mind. Well, that didn't work. Try something else. That didn't work. Trying something else. That didn't work. That's what he started doing. He started writing an ad copy. And he wrote the ad copy. Ah, that won't do it. That just won't reach him. Guy would read this and it wouldn't affect him at all. He knew he was trying to reach his mentally rehearsing. He saw it so clearly in his mind. Wrote again. Finally wrote the ad. That's it. That's the ad. That would get that man to call me. And he placed the ad. Within 2 hours, 35 qualified leads. There wasn't just one. There were 35. 35 people who were on that website right then. No, they didn't lose their jobs. They weren't pacing the floor necessarily, but they were in that kind of a space. Mental rehearsal taught him the kind of circumstance he needed to be able to address. Mental rehearse. Exploration. He explored possibilities till he found one that would meet that need. And he placed an ad, and look what he got. 35 qualified leads. That is using constructive mental creation to find a person. That would be a great example. I'll give you another one. I want to give one for those of you who are in a home-based business. Now, this can be done by everyone who's got a business, because if you can go through this mental rehearsal process, you'll be able to write different ad copy for retail advertising, different Facebook posts, different videos for your YouTube, however you're communicating. You will show up in networking meetings differently. You'll show up in public differently. You might change the shirt you're wearing, the markings on your car or truck. You might do all kinds of things differently based on the experience I'm about to share with you. So I'm just going to apply this to home-based business, and we'll talk about how you'll be able to see how you can apply it to any business. I want you to imagine, those of you who have been in a home-based business, you've had this 50% increase. You've been successful, and the president of the company, president of the company calls you, says, I'd like you to come and speak at the convention this year. I want to give you 45 minutes. I've watched your progress. It's been amazing to witness. Would you share with everyone what you did this year? Sure. He hangs up the phone. I just want you to close your eyes with me for a moment. I want you to imagine this unfolding. And you're sitting in the chair going, what do I say? So you start thinking about what to say, and you start building a PowerPoint, and you're preparing for a couple weeks in advance before the event. You got this perfect PowerPoint. You got this perfect presentation. It's clear in your mind. That gets you in the right frame of mind. I want you to imagine you just got introduced and you're walking up on the stage. And you're looking out over this audience. Big screens all the way back. 10,000 people in the audience. What do you got in your right hand? What's right here? Yeah, the clicker for your PowerPoint. And you click the first PowerPoint and you begin to talk and you look down. I just want you to see them. There are your 52 people. Right there. All of them. And you have this emotional moment. This love you have for these people. You did everything in your power to find them, love them, serve them, help them build. You've done amazing things for these 52 people. This has been one of your best, most productive years ever. You get this inspiration. Now, this is my mental rehearsal. I just want you to show you how it works. And you ask all 52 to come up on the stage with you. Come on up here. They come up on the stage. And you get a handheld mic. And you turn to the first one. And you call him by name. What's his name? Just write down on a piece of paper. Just be here with me. So this is a very sacred space we're about to enter. Because we're asking a power greater than ourselves to help us understand who could be in our business. Name's John. John, why don't you share with everybody where we met? He starts to share. And you remember how tough he was. You're a tough nut to crack. You remember that first time I said this to you? And somebody out there is listening to this tonight, baby, saying, are you making this up, Dave? Anybody who's ever fantasized, no, you don't need anyone to help you make it up. There is such a desire to have that house, that car, the debts paid off, life more easy, comfortable, stress-free. It just unfolds. Here, our desire, the burning desire to drive this visualization, is our desire to connect and serve and create value in people's lives, to find this one person whose life we can impact. Let it unfold. Be taught in the moment. Just be taught. Start carrying on a conversation with John. When you're done with John, turn to Sally over here on the right-hand side. Where'd you meet Sally? Try a grocery store. Remember, Sally, you asked me, you mentioned something about how cute my son's blonde hair was, and I asked you if you had any children, and we started talking, and turned out you're on a lunch break from where you're working, and you wish you were home, and we started talking about that, and I asked you if you really would rather work from home, and you said yes, and I said, I got an idea. Would you be open to me sharing an idea? You said, oh, yeah, please. So you gave me your phone number, and I called you. Remember, you didn't return my phone call for 3 phone calls? Remember that? I almost gave up on you, Sally. If you're unfolding this, you're learning everything you need to know about connecting with people. You're learning that sometimes you got to call people 3 times. See, next time it doesn't bother you to call someone 3 times because they could be Sally. Someone who gave you a hard time, you no longer take offense because they could be John. And you go down the line and you learn about each one of these people in different places. You don't need to go very far down the line. You'll go down 8 or 9 and you'll meet all kinds of amazing people. And this is what will happen. If you really honor this space as you're going through this mental rehearsal, and then you step out into public, and you just ask yourself, is this a John? Is this a Sally? They may not have that name. It may not be exactly the circumstances, but you may be surprised how similar some things are. There are 3 calls to him. He was a tough one. And pretty soon, you find the one. Here's the one. And you may discover that that one would have just walked right by had you have not been this conscious, this alert, this determined to serve and bless the lives of another person. You may not have been that alert. Now think about this in any business. If you're in the computer business and somebody calls and you talk to them and you just listen. Gosh, I wonder if this could be a customer. They may open up a door to an entirely different set of circumstances. I was in a call this afternoon with a client who mentioned something, and I went, I could hear it. We asked a question, we started exploring something, opened up an entire amazing situation. That's where we want to be. We want to be this conscious. And mental rehearsal will prepare us to be this conscious. Now, we're reading our scrolls every morning and every noon and just before we go to bed at night. That helps raise our consciousness. Because most of the opportunities that are available on this planet, we walk by every day and we don't see them because we're not looking. We're not awake and aware. And the universe is constantly putting people in our path who we can serve and who can serve us. Are we showing up? I met this one at a car dealership, and he was my service representative. You're mentally rehearsing. And he looked so handsome, and he was working so hard, and he was so gracious. I invited him to lunch to tell him about my business. He didn't want to be involved. He was fine. What happened 3 months later, Bill? The dealership was laying people off because the automobile dealership was struggling selling cars. And I was afraid I was next. And I came in to get my oil changed. Remember that? What did you say to me? Can we talk? We talked. How many people in that dealership are in your organization now, Bill? 13? 13 people. His organization. You'll learn so many things about where to meet people. If you're in a retail business, you can learn about the kind of clientele you're trying to reach, how they think, what they're looking for. You make better buying decisions. You'll do better advertising. You'll be able to meet the needs of the public. Whatever business you're in, if you're focused on connecting and serving people, creating value with everyone and everywhere you go, and contributing to the world, making it a better place because you're here, trust that when you go into mental rehearsal or exploration or inspiration, you can be guided. And if you will act on that inspiration, act on it, you'll get the validity and veracity of that inspiration proven over and over again. And you'll have this moment. You mentally rehearsed. I'm not going there today. I'm going to stay in creation. My mind just wants to drag me over there in that dark dungeon. I'm just not going there today. I'm staying right here. I go into mental rehearsal, get an idea, act on it, create something magnificent, and look at that and say, this would not be in my life had I have gone over there. Oh, my goodness. You have a few moments like that, and you'll spend more and more time in mental creation that is constructive, because you will not want to miss these moments. Oh, what would you have missed had you not been here? You don't want to miss these moments. That's mental creation. This is goal setting at its finest in terms of building a business. Again, how much money did you make last year? Increase that by 50%, no more than 50%, but push yourself a little bit. But don't go over that. You can always increase it when you get there. Get clear on what you would do with that increase. What would be different in your life if it were there today? Convert it to the number of lives you want to change. Divide that by 12 so you know how many per week. Then you're going to begin the first day of the week and search, where are these people within a 10-mile radius if that's where you're doing your business? Start mentally rehearsing who they are and learn how to talk to them, what they need to know, and where you might be able to find them. Act on those inspirations. Show up differently everywhere you are, because most great opportunities walk right by most people because they're not seeing them. They're not conscious. They're not awake. Read your scroll morning, noon, and evening to keep this awareness heightened so that you can stay awake and alert in these moments. And you find the one this week. Next week, you find the next one. And the next week, the next one. And 52 weeks from now, those 52 people will be real in your life. They'll be human beings with bones. If you're in a business where you make cold calls, put skin and bones on those people. You don't know. In that stack of 100 leads, could one, that one be in there? I don't know. I'm going to go through them and see if I can find them. They may not be. There might be more than one in there, but there's got to be one. Maybe, maybe not. But let me make the phone calls. I mentally rehearse these phone calls. I get ideas. I remember doing this with someone one day, and the idea came to ask someone, in the last 48 hours, have you had a personal, private, emotional experience regarding the current condition of your finances? Personal question, but have you? Yeah, we need to talk. Just an icebreaker, a tremendous interrupt for a cold call. Oh my goodness, just a mental rehearsal. Act on it and it creates results. Wonderful. Validation, to trust what comes into your mind. Well, I don't see pictures, Dave. No, but you're often someplace else in your mind. You're driving down the street, you miss an exit. What are you thinking about? Instead of just letting it wander over into fantasy or catastrophe, not going there today. I'm going to intentionally send it over here to one of these five ways of thinking. Intentionally send it over here. And now I'm going to turn it loose in that playground. And I'm going to get an inspired idea, and I'm going to have the courage to act on it, goofy as it might seem. Wow, that was awesome. Live in this space. Live in this space. This is a glorious place to live. Live in this space with a desire to engage. Embrace these principles. Connect and serve everyone. Create value everywhere you go. And enrich the world. Stay in this space. You watch what is manifest to you. When you have that as a secret desire, a real intention, not that one of wanting to escape and avoid stress and more comfortable life, things that don't exist on this planet, and certainly things that will rob you of an opportunity to stretch and grow, become all that you're meant to be. You see, when we're in that pattern of ease, the baseball bat of life does take those merciless swings. When we're growing, we're shedding our old skin because it doesn't fit anymore. It's gone. Next day, we've outgrown it again. We just keep outgrowing our skin. Over there, it just keeps getting beat up. Bruises of failure and wounds of mediocrity, I've called it. If I sound passionate about this, I just want you to know it's a lifesaver. It's a lifesaver. There have been so many times since I learned these principles well over a decade ago where I look back and I say, oh my goodness, what would be different right now had I have not done this? This wouldn't be here. And it would have been very easy in those moments to go into discouragement and despair and to wring my hands and wallow in my sorrows. We all get them. All of us get them. But if we can say, not going there today, I'm going to stay in creation. I know some of those things have dropped me to my knees. This wouldn't be here. Oh, my goodness. Okay, one more thing tonight. Many of you with home-based businesses have full-time jobs. Everybody else has a job or a business. So this applies to everyone. I'd like you to set a goal, an objective. And here it is. To go full speed, to fall back in love with what you're doing. To go full speed, love what you're doing. It takes so much more energy to hold back. To go through the motions, to corral your creative ability. It takes far more energy to hold it back than it does to just let it go. Let it go. Fall back in love with what you're doing. When we do, the body releases molecules that actually invigorate us. And this is especially true and important for anyone who has a home-based business, because when you get home at 6 o'clock, you don't want to be popping, you know, the cap on your soda or your beer and some pretzels and sit there and vegetate. This is when you're going to want to build. And if you're not going to do it tonight, you're going to promise yourself you're going to do it tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. There's no such thing as tomorrow. It's always today. 24 hours from now, it'll still be today. 48 hours, still today. If we fall back in love with what we're doing and we show up, giving it all we've got, we come home energized, we've got energy to continue to build. That's one. Number two, even if you don't like what you're doing initially, and you'd rather be doing something else, this is paying the tuition to learn and exercise and create something new. This is a great gift, a blessing. Let us treat it as such. Three, we do not want to be less than ourselves in anything. We owe it to ourselves. You see, when we hold back, we think, well, they didn't pay us enough. It's not about how much we get paid. It's about our own self-esteem. We only meet our true self, our true genius, when we're jumping in and taking things on. That's when we meet our capacity, our real self. Genuine, genius. Our genius, we want to be genuine. That's when we meet ourselves. This is when we get to know who we really are. We heal our own self-esteem when we fully show up doing anything. We don't want to rob us by holding back. So let us fall back in love with what we do so that we'll have the energy to build other things in our life. Well, this brings us to the end of mental creation. We've talked about mental rehearsal, inspiration, exploration, problem solving, now planning and goal setting. Let's go apply these principles in our relationship this week, and let's do one little thing. Ramona and I have done a couple extra little things this week. It's been so fun. In terms of your business, keep clear on the numbers, what you're going to do with it, convert it to people, and how many per week, and begin the process of mentally rehearsing, exploring, seeking inspiration regarding where these people are. Start getting some inspired ideas. And next week, I'm going to take you into physical creation. What do we do with this passion? How can we stay present in the now in passion-driven action? Doing the work of creation. Nobody gets to skip it. This is the second stage of creation. We've now seen in our mind, we got a clear vision. Now we go about actually finding, creating, making it actually happen in tangible reality. The second half. This is the second half of creation. And next week we'll take this on. It will be much more beautiful and meaningful if you have taken some proactive steps in terms of your relationship and the ones I've shared with you tonight in terms of your business. With those goals in place, now we'll start igniting the passion and doing the passion-driven action. It's been great being with you tonight. We always look forward to these Tuesday nights. We've been doing this for a long, long time, and we still get excited about Tuesday nights and being able to share these principles. May they bless you this week. And just remember, principles are only powerful when we put them in practice. Let us live them this week so we can experience their power. And we'll be back next week to go into physical creation. Sorry? Oh, which scroll do I want you? Thank you. Scroll number 8. Thanks, Ramona. Scroll number 8. I'll multiply my value 100-fold. I'm not going to be that wheat grain that gets put in the stall and fed to the swine or cracked open and made into bread and fed to people. I'm going to be planted in the darkness of the soil where I can sucker my seed, mind and body, so I can sprout and grow into 100 grains of wheat. I'm going to have some objectives so my life will crystallize, my relationships, my business. I'll be intentionally creating these things. And when I have reached my goal, I'm going to immediately increase my goal. I love one of the phrases in the scroll. It's one of my favorites. My favorite is, I will command and obey my own command. That's scroll number 9. That's coming next week. This scroll, I will do the work a failure will not do. I'll do the work a failure will not do. What we described today for mental creation requires some discipline, but it'll generate such passion, it'll drive your actions to create, so that you can actually have that money in your bank account that you can use in your life. We want to do these principles, actually live them. And we'll be back with you next week. Thanks, everybody, and have a great week. Good night.